'Twas a cool winter afternoon on December 17th when Orville and Wilbur Wright set out to fulfill a dream. A dream that not only ran amidst their minds, but that racked the minds of scientists, philosophers, artists, and children alike for thousands of years. A dream to fly. Man's longing to be able to soar through the sky, just like the vast variety of birds who live so close to us, but who still seemingly live in a completely different world in which we do not have access to. However, history was about to get wonky. These two guys thought, hey, let's go accomplish what no living man has yet to accomplish in all of history. Like some sort of pioneer. But oh boy, little did they know, there was this one guy named Gustav Whitehead who was basically like, oh yeah, well, you might have accurate and legal documentation of your first successful flight, but I have this one kid who said I did it last year, so eat it, bro. To say the least, the Wright brothers promptly disregarded this self-proclaimed first to fly, until a few years later, Whitehead showed up, disgruntled as ever, opened up a lawsuit against him. He hired a lawyer, he did some paperwork, but he forgot that he didn't have a case. He lost spectacularly. So much so that he gave up on airplanes and spent the rest of his life trying to build the first helicopter, in which he was also not successful. The Wright brothers continued their life without a care in the world and probably forgot about Whitehead soon after. I mean, the guy's plane was made from concrete. Of course it didn't fly. I mean, that's like basically like trying to drive a chair that's bolted to the ground in lava. See, it's just not going to work. So basically, in conclusion, the Wright brothers were first to fly. Gustav Whitehead was not. The end.